been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the Declaration of Independence week here at Gunderson Capital Management and in our nation. It's July the 2nd. So we obviously will have a holiday shortened week. I got a hunch a lot of guys taking the whole week off. Not me. I'm here. I'm working. The market has actually improved a bit since this morning, but we are still down on trade war talk and rhetoric. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 124 points. That puts it at 24,147. We're down 0.5%. We've got the S&P 500 down 9 points right now, 2,708. We're down 0.33% there. The NASDAQ, which was down like 65 points this morning, the futures, it's only down 18 right now in real time. Futures don't always equate to where the markets will open, but they're pretty darn close. The NASDAQ right now down 19 points to 7,490. The global Dow, boy, I don't know if you saw the newsletter over the weekend. I got it out a little bit late this week. I had a busy weekend. I taught a workshop in Dallas Saturday morning. I traveled home and I got the newsletter finally done yesterday afternoon after church. That's a big part of my weekends every Sunday. But those global markets have just been getting thrashed. Are you glad I have no exposure? And I warned you about the emerging markets. They got slayed last week. And they're down again today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. I am back in Scottsdale today. I believe it's going to be 109 degrees here, but you know what? That desert heat is really quite enjoyable. I spent almost all last week in Dallas, where I had a very good time. I didn't really get to test the weather much, as I was indoors most of the time meeting with folks. But once again, Gunderson listeners, salt of the earth folks, and I wrote in my newsletter to stay salty. don't stray from being salt of the earth folks. That's who I met with all last week, and that was my crowd there Saturday at the workshop at the Embassy Suites. So great audience that listens to the Best Stocks Now Radio. Once in a while, I'll get a zinger that somebody emails me, but you know, I can count that on one hand during the course of a year. Now, when the market starts going down and crashing, then they'll start zinging me. Then I'll get the zingers, but hopefully I'll have you safely on the sidelines before it gets too bad. All right, well, let's go back to Friday. You remember Friday? Boy, that seems like a long time ago. The market was up 285 points at one time on Friday, and by the end of the day, you know, I think I was up a lot on Friday. And by the end of the day, I was flat. Dead even. It's like easy come, easy go. Boy, what happened here? That sure evaporated quickly. But that seems to be the pattern, especially before a big holiday weekend. And, you know, the market was nervous. You never know what's going to happen over the weekend. Well, the biggest thing that happened, there were several things that happened over the weekend. More trade talk rhetoric. weighing in on investor sentiment. The EU, the European Union, warned of a $300 billion reciprocal U.S. tariffs. You might be paying more for those French cheeses, those smoked goudas, if we don't get something solved here soon. When there was lots of rhetoric going back the other way from Trump. Trump administration has also reportedly drafted a bill to unilaterally raise tariffs without congressional consent, abandoning the rule book of the World Trade Association. NAFTA definitely toast until after the elections now. Well, is this the end of the bull market? Will Trump ride this trade stuff right down into a bear market and crash the U.S. economy? I think you got to use a little bit of logic there. I don't think so. And I think this is a temporary hiccup, which we've had many of over the last 9+ years. I think you have to apply a little bit of logic here. There's a big election coming up in November. That's just several months away. And there's an even bigger election coming up 2 years from now. I think it would be a big, big victory for Trump. Would put another feather in his cap if he were to get reciprocal trade from our trade partners and not having America always on the short end of the stick many times in trade. And narrowing that trade gap, I think that would be a big plus. And of course, it would be a major negative. He may as well kiss re-election goodbye if he were to drive the economy. It's the economy, stupid, as George Bush found out. I don't think President Trump has any intention of putting the economy into recession and digging in his heels on this trade talk, although his heels are dug in right now. So, you know what? Sometimes you just have to ride through a little bit of pain in the market. That's all there is to it. The pain has been pretty minor. It's no fun, but it's been pretty minor so far. And there was a lot more trade talk, trade rhetoric over the weekend. And what's it doing to the emerging markets and to China? You think folks are feeling the pain in the markets here in the U.S.? Wow. China and the emerging markets. And Europe got slammed last week. I want to definitely update you on those markets, which I have no exposure to. I have owned two large cap giant mega stocks in those markets, and that's it. But if you have an asset allocation, if you have a 401k at work, it's very likely that you have quite a bit of exposure to the international and emerging markets, which are now officially in bear markets, at least from the 20% rule. If a market goes down 20% or more, or an asset class goes down 20% or more, that is some people's definition of a bear market. China's in a bear market, the emerging markets are in a bear market, and Europe is very close to entering into a bear market. So let's not forget, there's just as much pressure on their side as there is on our side. And if anything, they're feeling even more pain than we are here, which would lead me, just from a logical point of view, to think that eventually there's going to be some give and take here and there to finally bring this back to a kumbaya kind of world where we trade one with another and keep this global expansion on track. We'll have a big jobs report this Friday. Not a lot is expected there. Jobs reports always do impact the markets. The last jobs report we got, in fact, exploded the market to the upside. This one's expected to kind of be in line, not too much, not too little, not too much, We'll see, but that will add to the volatility this Friday when we come back to work after the 4th of July, which falls in the middle of the week this week. Multiple signs have emerged of expanding activity at North Korea's nuclear facilities. Well, this is rattling the markets a little bit today. Where's this peace talk? I thought it was okay to sell Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and Boeing and all the other defense stocks because peace is coming to the world. Not yet. U.S. intelligence officials told NBC News that Pyongyang may have recently increased production of fuel for nuclear weapons at multiple secret sites. Well, they can't be too secret, can they? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And that's an appropriate song to come back on, tied to the whipping post. Let me tell you, the emerging markets and the international markets have just been slayed here over the last 2 weeks. And, you know, my app gave a sell signal on the emerging markets before the real damage was done last week. I mean, the emerging markets earlier this year were leading the market. They were the leading asset class. Brazil was roaring. Latin America in general was roaring. Argentina was roaring. China was roaring like a lion. And all of a sudden, the worm turned big time. So, you know, I mean, that's a pretty good test of an asset class by the Best Stocks Now app, which flashed a sell signal a couple weeks ago. I kept saying there's a major sell signal about to happen in the app in a major asset class. And I would say that the average asset allocation probably has about 25% exposure, something like that, to the emerging markets. And in the workshop on, you know, the first place I began after all the introductions and all that kind of stuff is number one, macro picture of the market. I've been over. That's the first and most important thing. And then number two is the asset allocation, getting the asset allocation right, being out of the destructive asset classes and being in the ones that are working, if there are any. Well, there's always going to be something working. Because I also include the inverse funds as an asset class. I think you can also include in today's world, and in fact I'm adding GBTC as an asset class, which is the cryptocurrencies. It's an asset class that you have a choice. We met with a few people that have a large exposure using the cryptocurrencies as an asset class. The inverse funds are without question an asset class, but not in the modern portfolio crowd, the MPT asset allocation crowd. They won't even consider inverse funds. I mean, their only choice really is to stay in the asset allocation that has been spit out by the computer, or completely go to cash at some point in time when the customer is calling so much that they finally give in and say, okay, I'll sell everything. So getting the asset allocation is very right. And not having 20 or 25% exposure to the emerging and international markets right now, you know, as you get my newsletter, I have two spots in there for retirement plans. One is a very basic asset allocation for TSP plans, which there's about seven or eight different choices there. And if you've been getting my newsletter and have been following that for your TSP plan, you know that I got you out of the emerging market several weeks ago. And the real damage has been done since then. There's also a section in there on the basic 401k, wherein I have about 30 mutual funds, all from the T. Rowe Price Fund, as a proxy. You may have different funds available to you, but I also in there give you a basic, Here's what I would be doing in my 401k right now. And if you've been getting the newsletter and following along, you know that I got you out of the international and emerging markets. So if you did that at your 401k at work, I saved you a lot of pain so far. And it's probably going to be even more pain coming in those asset classes. So, you know, a lot of people will call me and say, Bill, I've got a 401k at work. How can you help me? Well, in most cases, you can't move your 401k. Some companies allow an in-service rollover, meaning that you can do an IRA rollover and get it out of the plan. It's still tax deferred. The money going into it is still a tax deduction. But now you have the whole world to choose from as far as the investments go. And I manage many 401ks that wherein the participants were allowed to do an in-service rollover. If you're not allowed to do that means you can move the assets out before you retire. Now, if you can't do an in-service rollover, there's nothing that can be done until you leave the company or retire, or the company gets bought out and a new 401k comes along, then you're allowed to do a rollover. And once you're in a rollover, you have the whole world to choose from. And then I can help you manage that. Now, if you don't have that option of a in-service rollover, you can subscribe to my newsletter for $195 per year. I mean, if you've got $120,000 in your 401k, for instance, $195 per year to keep you in and out of the good asset classes and the bad asset classes, I think might be a fairly good idea. That's how I can help you with a 401k. Well, there was a big election in Mexico, which I've been talking about last week. I said it looks like the socialist is going to win, and the socialist won. He is very far left. Is he the answer for Mexico? Well, you know what? They think that he is the answer for Mexico. Of course, the poor Mexican people, it seems like no matter who gets in, it's always been a government that's been full of corruption. It's just the way it is. And the drug lords are very, very powerful in the country of Mexico. So I don't know if they got their guy in. That's all I know is his mantra. His answer to the drug war in Mexico is hugs, not bullets. Hugs. Have you hugged a drug lord today? Maybe they need a bumper sticker. Well, anyways, the Mexican peso is rallying after the big win by Andres Manuel López Obrador. And he vows to end the corruption and the violence that has blighted the country for years and years and years. I'm not holding my breath. Well, another issue that you have going on right now is a currency war. Wait a minute, Bill. Oh, my gosh. Are you telling me that in addition to a trade war, now we're firing currency shots at each other? Yes, China has been manipulating their currency in order to fire a shot over our bow, saying, look, we're not afraid to take you to a currency war also. So hang in there. We'll get through this. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I met with a lot of folks last week. I did not exaggerate in my commercial leading up to the Dallas visit. I said those spots will fill fast, and in 3 days, I didn't have not have one break. Every hour from the time I finished my radio show on Wednesday morning until Friday evening, I did not have one gap where there wasn't an appointment. But I enjoyed it immensely, and we had a full house in the room that we had on Saturday for the workshop. I did not exaggerate there. And I met with a lot of folks. I saw a lot of common themes. I saw a lot of asset allocations. I saw a lot of soggy stocks in Dallas. I saw a lot of folks that need a little bit of direction, need a plan. I had my planner with me. He did a fantastic job of talking big picture and to get folks on the right track with some kind of a plan and some kind of a direction. We want to pay as few taxes as we possibly can. We want to grow our money as fast as we can while we're in that accumulation phase. And then we start to transition into the distribution phase. And that's where he comes in. He's an expert on the distribution phase. You don't want 100% of your money exposed to the stock market after you've retired, unless you want to keep it growing, and that's still your number one objective. But a lot of folks are going to need some income at some point in time. Remember, all of that money that comes out, those mandatory distributions out of an IRA, are taxed at regular rates, regular income tax rates, and there's ways to minimize taxes. There's ways to get exposure to safer money that's not exposed to the stock market. And in this environment, it has to be, in my opinion, money that's not exposed to the very, very treacherous bond market. So we do things a little bit differently. If you go anywhere else, the chances are great that you will have that asset allocation methodology preached to you. And that's really the only methodology that these folks know. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't want to be in emerging markets right now. I'm sorry, I don't want to be in the bond market right now. I want to be in the right asset classes right now, and I want to avoid the treacherous asset classes. So, you know what? I believe in being, again, in the asset classes where there's money to be made, where there's opportunity. The asset classes span a broad spectrum. Everything from go-go stocks, small cap, technology stocks, etc., which are working this year, to the more conservative dividend payers, to overseas, to the developed international, and on down to the emerging markets, which are just becoming to take part in the world economy and become players in the world economy. There's different risk levels for each asset class. And then you cross the border over into the debt side of the markets. You go from the ownership side, the equity side of the markets, to the debt side. Do you want to be a lender right now to governments that are full of debt? Do you want to be a lender right now to companies that have gorged themselves on low interest rate bonds? The junk bond market has exploded over the last few years. Why? Because there's willing investors in the junk bond market that are seeking yield, and they're giving these companies all the money that they want. And these are very low-grade, credit-worthiness types of companies. I saw a big hit in the junk bond market last week. I believe that when the worm really starts to turn, And you say, well, the bond market and the MPT crowd, the modern portfolio theory is that bonds and stocks are not correlated one to another. I say bull to that. The junk bond market is tied to the hip to the stock market. If the stock market starts to roll over that cliff and go south, it's going to take junk bonds with it. And I see a lot of the asset allocation crowd right now chasing yield, and the junk bond market continues to explode. You can take a look at a chart of HYG or JNK, which stands for junk. They don't call it garbage or toxic waste. Junk is pretty bad, but most of them call it high yield. That sounds better. High current income. Sounds way better than the trash pile. The trash pile is growing. The stench is growing, and the trash pile is going to light on fire here at some point in time, and there will be a money market-making opportunity on the opposite side of the trash pile when the firemen come charging in to try to save the junk bond market. That's what I see down the horizon. I'm not overly, investing in it right now, but I see it coming as a money-making opportunity. That's that green frog lure way back in the back of your tackle box. This one has red dots instead of yellow dots. It would be inverse the junk bond market, which seems like a no-brainer at some point in time, but your timing has to be right. China factory growth slows in June. You see what I mean? There's pressure on China, too. There's big pressure on China. They don't want their economy to fall apart. We don't want our economy to fall apart. That's why I have to stand back from this food fight and say it's going to end at some point in time. They're going to run out of peanut butter sandwiches to throw at each other. They're going to run out of smoked Gouda grilled cheese sandwiches with truffle oil to throw at each other. Everybody wants to keep their economies going. But right now we're in the middle of the food fight. I just got hit upside the head with a truffle oil grilled cheese sandwich coming from France, aimed at Donald Trump. I'm in the middle as an investor right now. Well, it'll get solved. You just have to be patient. There's one thing I've learned in the market over the last couple of decades is patience. I want patience, and I want it now, right? We live in a world where if they're taking too long, if Amazon takes more than 2 hours to deliver our package, or if the line at McDonald's is more than a minute in the morning for our breakfast sandwiches, we live in a very impatient world. And I would just say, look to Warren Buffett, who over the years, who has amassed a fortune. He wasn't running for the telephone every time. But there are major cycles in the market that I believe can be played. Well, crude oil had a huge week last week. Wow. Do you know that crude oil is now up 23.5% year to date? Did you know that? Just when we were giving up the crude stocks for dead, as OPEC threatened to increase, open up the spigot, and let oil flow again, instead they came up with a very modest cut to production. Apparently there was a side deal, though, over the weekend made by Trump and Saudi Arabia. That's got to make OPEC mad. Allowing Saudi Arabia to open up the spigot even a little more. But it was shocking to see the jump in oil prices last week. I still own several oil stocks. I lightened up just a little bit. Oil was up 7.2% last week. And for the year now, oil is up 23.5%. Now that is a subset of an asset class. The asset class that oil belongs in is two. Oil belongs in the commodity asset class, which I'm fairly bullish on because I do believe, not not gold, however. I do believe that eventually inflation will rear its ugly head, and that's bullish for oil. Oil began the year at $60 per barrel. It's now $74 per barrel. It's up 23.5%. But you got to pick your commodities, too. Gold, on the other hand, is down 4% for the year. Best commodities now? Maybe that should be a subsection of best stocks now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, the market has come back quite a bit here from the open as the food fight, the aluminum fight, the steel fight, the hog fight, the cheese fight, the bourbon fight, the Levi fight, you name it, the guacamole fight. Ooh, there goes a big thing of guacamole flying across the room from Mexico, aimed at Donald Trump. It continues, the war. It's a rhetoric war. A lot of the tariffs have not been imposed yet, but they're coming. As the pressure, as the ante, as the pot grows in the middle of the poker table, we'll see who caves, we'll see who folds, we'll see who concedes, we'll see who compromises. That will happen. Sometimes when you're in the midst of something, you can't see any way out. Well, I can see a way out. There's an election in November. There's election in 2020. There will be a way out of this, even though many times the darkest hour is right before the dawn, said Bob Dylan in Shelter from the Storm. And we are in that darkest hour, kind of, right now, in the trade war, which wasn't supposed to be a trade war. We're looking for reciprocal trade. You're going to put tariffs on our stuff and block your markets to our goods? Guess what? We're going to put tariffs on your stuff. See how you like it. My brother's bigger than your brother. My brother can beat up your brother. That's what's going on right now. In the meantime, they don't care too much in Vermont or Massachusetts. Recreational marijuana goes into force today in Massachusetts. You Red Sox fans, and in Vermont, you Ben and Jerry's fans. Meanwhile, you can legally possess up to 1 ounce of pot and grow 6 plants, 2 mature, 4 immature, right next to your tomatoes at home. And I continue to have people ask me about the marijuana stocks. It's a subset. The marijuana stocks are a subset of the equity sector. Marijuana stocks are a subset of U.S. stocks. There's a few foreign marijuana stocks also, but I have created a sector in my app, the marijuana sector. And I can just tell you that currently it is not a leading sector in the market, nor is it even close to being a leading sector in the market. A lot of deals today. One of my predictions for this year was that we would have a record number of deals. You've got Dell DVMT up 13.6%. as they will be buying out VMware. DVMT has been a top-ranked stock in my app since the beginning of the year and is breaking out to new all-time highs today. It's been very volatile, however. Dell Technologies is a $72 billion company, up 10.5% today on a deal. Alphabet, formerly known, the artist formerly known as Google, $300 million investment in an electric scooter startup. I just can't see myself driving an electric scooter to work. I'm sure, you know, if you live in downtown San Francisco, I know parking's tough. I know traffic's miserable. Will we have a special scooter lane? I guess. I don't know. Now, in Seattle, not only can you not get a plastic straw anymore, you can't get plastic utensils. So the next time you pull through a Kentucky Fried Chicken, I guess you're supposed to eat your mashed potatoes and gravy with your hand. Because we don't want to harm the earth with plastic utensils, forks, knives, spoons, things that were invented along the way so we didn't have to eat like cavemen. But you know what, Seattle, always out there in front of everybody else. Facebook is acquiring a natural language tech startup company. They're buying a company called Bloomsbury. Their artificial intelligent technology helps machines answer questions based on training from documents. So in other words, the machines have to attend classes and they're fed the documents, right? They're fed the documents. And then they're able to answer the questions when asked the class. Do they have to raise their hand first? I don't know. Facebook, how is Facebook doing today? Facebook's been under just like all the rest, but it's up today 0.5%. And it's a big, big day for Tesla. Guess what? They finally are getting cars off the assembly line. The stock Tesla up $14 per share today. That's 4.1%. He finally got out his goal of 5,000. Now remember, there's orders for 450,000 cars, but they got 5,000 off the line. In fact, they turned in a 7,000 vehicle production week when Model S and Model X builds are included in the tally. So Tesla has been in rally mode. It's gone from 273 to 357, up about 20% since Musk put the screws to the assembly line and said, hey guys, we got to get these things out. Well, tomorrow, I don't even know what tomorrow is. Is it a half a day? Do we get off at noon? I know I won't be here on the 4th of July. Today is the 2nd of July. But I will be writing a newsletter again this Friday. It will go out a lot earlier this week than it did last week. And if you're in emerging markets, if you're in junk bonds, if you're in high yield, call your advisor and say, why? I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take it anymore, and give us a call. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.